I mean, as we begin these discussions and as reality begins to sink in, that word hideous, trust, is gonna rise in our throats and our minds and our hearts. Hideous. I look at children, so perfect, so righteously strong and truthful and honest, and the thought of them being turned over to this system, which has been what's been going on for millennia, is hideous. The waste of our lives is hideous. When I wrote this, what follows, rain was pouring. This was Saturday morning. When I said to my son, I feel for the folks occupying the Berkeley, Maine post office out there in that rain. And he replied, they're gone. What? I mean, I'd only just by happenstance discovered they were there a matter of days earlier. I saw them all lined up on Thursday. He said their camp was being dismantled, but not by the Berkeley police. It was U.S. postal inspectors. What? I'd heard no mention of any of it on the public radio stations. Not the encampment, not the dismantlement, much less any urging of support for them. And of course, we have to have a larger goal, the largest goal, a reclaimed world, or else we're held jumping from one made problem to the next ad infinitum, forever kept in defensive mode. And this movement, this one that has to begin consciously interconnecting, the striving for a different world. This movement, while global, necessarily happens in specific locations. And in that sense, it's local, which means we have to have local means interlinked globally for building the movement and for communicating what we learn, what we're doing, new strategies, thoughts, support, love. We don't have a people's media. Sisters and brothers, a people's media cannot be isolated news stories reported on occasionally that may or may not be followed regularly and which has no objective, does not disseminate the message of global human freedom. Consider for a moment how power maintains its message, its control. How power maintains its control by disseminating the opposite message for its objective. How it disseminates this message innumerably across every mechanism for mind control that it has available to it. Every mechanism that it's created, the family and educational systems, the systems of coerced work, which we call the economy, all the official media, as well as through the informal means that we see in social media. And that opposite message being, you live in the best possible. And this is said, this message is presented not in these words, but it's implied by the massive feel-good crap we're all trained to believe is reality. That everybody thinks this way is what's implied, is the weight of having it reproduced everywhere. This implicit message that we live in the best of all possible worlds. The best people have been selected to plan, design, and lead it. The whole scientifically managed and efficient. Of course, nothing's perfect. We'll need your help. Help us fix it. And there you are. The purpose of your life handed to you, if you've gotten so far as to ask the question. For those who don't bother to ask, what is my purpose? Because it's all too depressing. They say, make brief work of your life and decrease the surplus population. We have an earth to serve, an earth to save, a world to win. Can we really be so easily checked by just media silence or media dissemination of this feel-good message? Recall Du Bois' laborious efforts to counter the media blackout about the punitive indictment aimed at him. We have to have some means of addressing this power strategy. Just as all the musicians tune their instruments to a single note so they may work in concert, so must we find our note in common. And we need a common frequency on which to play. Is there a way to meet these needs that you can see?